بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وبعد. Once again we say welcome to all the listeners here on Markaz Sahaba Online. My name is Abrar al-Haq Isaac, and as we head into a very very exciting time of the year, which is obviously the month of Ramadan, one has to prepare for it as well. You know, we hear of so many programs taking place and the masajid are buzzing, and obviously there's just a sense of excitement for the month of Ramadan. And as the days draw closer, people are starting to get all their preparations and everything in order. And together with that also, alhamdulillah, it's nice to see that many people looking for which programs they can attend, which masajid they would like to maybe attend Taraweeh, as well as tafsir classes and ladies programs. And there's just a whole buzz and excitement about the month. And that's just phenomenal to see. Regarding our fiqh program, obviously, heading into the month of Ramadan, now the theme will all obviously be on masail related to Ramadan. Related to fasting, related to Taraweeh, so forth and so on. But before we actually begin with the masail part of the month of Ramadan, it is important for us to understand the virtue. When we talk about virtues, my dear respected listeners, we talk about the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for a particular ibadat, and in this case, fasting in the month of Ramadan, as well as performing the sunnah mu'akkara Taraweeh Salah at night as well. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Herein we find the most important lesson for us is, what is the meaning of fasting? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained fasting? Now, fasting was made fard in the second year after Hijri, which means that it was approximately 15 years after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had received Nubuwwat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Makkah Mukarramah for approximately 13 years. Thereafter made hijrah to Medina Munawwara along with the Sahaba Ikram. And 2 years after this, in the same year that the Battle of Badr had taken place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also ordained fasting in the month of Ramadan. And to note here there as well that the Battle of Badr took place in Ramadan, on the 17th of Ramadan in fact. So, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean when Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ, that, oh, you who believe, Allah has ordained fasting for you, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as He had ordained fasting for those before you. This, according to the muhaddithin, means that Allah ta'ala in some form, in some way, had ordained fasting for the previous ummahs as well. We know that before the month of Ramadan had become fard, or fasting in the month of Ramadan had become fard, the Sahaba Ikram would keep the fast of the 10th of Muharram. After the obligatory fasts of Ramadan were made fard, now the fasting in the month of Muharram was made a sunnah or mustahab act, as well, just as it is on the day of Arafat, just as it is on Monday and Thursdays, during the month, during every week, and obviously on the Ayyam Bid, which is the 13th, 14th, and 15th of every lunar month. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, that it had been ordained for those before you, Allah ta'ala referring to the previous ummats, and that fasting had been ordained for them as well. But obviously, the way it is ordained for us, the manner in which we fast for the specific number of days or during the course of this month of Ramadan, this was never made compulsory on any ummah before the ummah of Muhammadiyya, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting in this month and fasting in general, it is something which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah ta'ala says that the primary objective of fasting in this month of Ramadan is to gain taqwa, to gain consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, so that one becomes more conscious of Allah Ta'ala, he becomes more aware and fearing of Allah Ta'ala as well. Taqwa is a condition when a person is always observant of what Allah Ta'ala requires of him at that particular stage. This is taqwa. That in any given moment of the day, any given moment of my life, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desirous of at this stage? And because of this year, ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that this is the ultimate reason why you have been ordained to fast. Now, just to put it into a nutshell, when a person fasts, a person is staying away from food and is staying away from drink as well. So a person stays away from food and he stays away from drink. And he stays away from fulfilling his sexual desires as well. These are the three things that a person has to stay away from dawn till sunset, whilst he is in a halat and condition of fasting. Now, ordinarily, it would be permissible to eat, it would be permissible to drink, and it would be permissible to have sexual desires or to fulfill one's sexual desires with one's wife in a correct and halal way. But during the month of Ramadan, even these are prohibited as well. So for example, if in Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, our great mentor and sheikh, he used to always mention, and he says that when a person is told that he must break his fast, if his, a person is told maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes before the fast breaks, and he's told that, look, now break your fast, he will tell you, no, I cannot break my fast. And you'll ask him, you'll tell him, but you fasted the whole day. Now, what's the last 15 minutes? Why can't you break your fast now? You fasted the whole day. Now, the last 10, 15 minutes, does it really make a big difference? So that person will say that, look, Allah Ta'ala has ordained for me to fast from dawn, from sunrise till sunset. That means I can only break my fast after sunset. So they, whether it's the last 2 minutes or the last 15 minutes, I cannot break my fast till the sun sets. That is what has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's staying away, let us keep in mind that he is staying away from that which is ordinarily permissible to do. It is permissible to eat and drink and fulfill one's desires with one's wife out of the month of Ramadan, any time of the day. But he's staying away from that which is normally halal out of for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because it is the hukam and the command of Allah ta'ala. Now, Mother Mona Yus Patel Sahib used to mention and say that if this is the condition of a person who is fasting, that he is willing to sacrifice that which is normally permissible for Allah ta'ala's pleasure because he is fasting, then shouldn't that person be more wary of those things which are forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both during and out of Ramadan, because he has the capacity within him to stay away from that which Allah ta'ala has asked him to stay away from. If he can stay away from eating and drinking, which is ordinarily halal during the month of Ramadan while he is fasting, if he stays away from this, then surely that person has in his capacity the ability to stay away from that which Allah Ta'ala has made haram throughout the course of the year. Subhanallah, what wisdom in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the verses of the Quran Kareem, that Allah Ta'ala is trying to teach us and trying to assure us that you have within you the capability of staying away from what Allah Ta'ala has made forbidden. So this is the ultimate reason. Allah Ta'ala mentions this in the Quran Kareem, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Together with this, my dear respected listeners, we know the hadith of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah Ta'ala says that kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa siyam fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bihi was siyamu junnatun. So in this hadith reported on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Nabi of Allah tells us that every action of Bani Adam is for himself. Every action of man is for himself, illa siyam, except for fasting, فَإِنَّهُ لِي, but they, because that is for me. Now a person might ask the question that how is it that every action is for him? Because every action we do, obviously, The intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every action is for Allah ta'ala. So what does Allah ta'ala mean when Allah ta'ala himself says here, إِلَّا الصِّيَامُ وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, that everything is for mankind, every action that he does for himself, except for fasting. So the muhaddithin here mention that fasting, if we look and analyze fasting, we will see that fasting does not have an external form. As opposed to a person reading salah, a person making dua, a person reading Quran, a person that is giving charity, it has external forms. You can physically see a person carrying out those actions. Whereas a person who is fasting, he is fasting for solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You walk past him, you all know he's fasting. A person cannot say that this person is fasting. You cannot look at a person and say that he's fasting. There's no external form of this ibadah. It's an internal form of ibadah, and therefore there is more sincerity in fasting than there is perhaps in other actions. And this is why the muhaddithin mention that this is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala saying, إِلَّا الصِّيَامُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي, that this fasting is solely and only for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, and when it comes to this fasting, I will give the reward. And according to some muhaddithin, the translation of this is that I will be the reward for this person. And وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ, a very lengthy hadith, but we'll just focus on this last point. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith al-Qudsi that Allah Ta'ala says that this fasting is a shield. Now, just as a person will protect himself from eating and drinking and he's fulfilling his desires during this month whilst fasting, this is a shield, basically. Fasting is a shield from eating and drinking and fulfilling one's desires. And in the same way, on the day of Qiyamah, my dear respected listeners, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala will make this fast a shield for us from the fire of Jahannam and from his punishment as well. So such great rewards, that this fasting is not a small action. This month of Ramadan is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sosam would make dua 2 months in advance. That Allah bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and give us the opportunity of experiencing another Ramadan. Now that we are so close to the month of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of experiencing the month of Ramadan, that we are in good health during the course of this month so we may take maximum benefit. Because Allah Ta'ala, it's free season as far as Allah Ta'ala's rewards are concerned. Allah Ta'ala gives for small actions, Allah Ta'ala gives big, big rewards. So Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, and a request from my side also during this month, that remember us also inshallah in your duas. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your a'mal. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for every one of you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.